أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولكل أمة جعلنا منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فإلهكم إله واحد فله أسلموا وبشر المخبتين الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم والصابرين على ما أصابهم والمقيم الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with Surah Al-Hajj, we begin with the 34th verse, the 34th ayah of the Surah. In the previous ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about different aspects of Hajj and different aspects of the Qurbani and the sacrifice. And in these verses again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue with some of them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكَى. For every ummah, for every nation, we had appointed the mansak. When we look at this word mansak in the Qur'an Kareem itself, in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find generally that this word has been used for three different words or three different acts of the Shariat. One is mansak has been also used for the word Hajj. So if Hajj is applicable here, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a message that for every nation, for every ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made Hajj a compulsion. The second is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also used this word mansak for qurbani and for sacrifice, whether that sacrifice is the qurbani as we know it, the udhiya, or whether it is the sacrifice that comes with the Hajj, which we term as the dam, and then any other vow that a person takes, and that vow is that he will slaughter an animal, mansak has also been used for that word. So hence, in the previous nations, people also used to vow, and they used to also vow of slaughtering an animal in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for them also Allah made it compulsory that they fulfill that vow. And the third, this word is also used for generally the ahkam and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the obedience of Allah, the ita'at and the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So then it will mean that for every nation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made and Allah ta'ala had created different modes and different ways of ibadat. But here we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next part of the ayah, it seems closer to believe that Allah Rabbul Izzat is referring to the qurbani and the sacrifice of animals, be it that of the qurbani, the udhiyah, be it the dam of Hajj, or be it the vow, because Allah says, لِيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ, so that the people can take the name and remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَا مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ, upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sustained them with, from the Bahimatul An'am, from the beast of the animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted as a rozi, as a sustenance. And because of this, we may believe that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the qurbani or the sacrifice of an animal at the time of Hajj or the vow that a person takes. Here very clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown that the actual intention of making the qurbani, the sacrifice, or the udhiya, or the vow, or even any other animal that is sacrificed, is to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not the animal in itself that is the objective, but really it is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person takes. When we say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, we are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is one of the objectives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in the animal that is going to be sacrificed. فَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ, hence your ilah, your deity, your lord, your rabb is one Allah. فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In an environment of kufr and shirk, where people were sacrificing animals in the name of idols, in an environment of kufr and shirk, where people will not even sacrifice or they will not slaughter the animal, they would just leave the animal to roam around, and that was the environment of Makkah Mukarramah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the animal will not just be left, but that animal will be sacrificed, and when it is sacrificed, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taken, and the name of none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taken, no matter how great a personality may be. Thereafter Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give glad tidings, give good tidings to the mukhbitin, for those who are humble, those who show humility. Humbleness and humility in this word mukhbitin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses is that a person lowers himself. He lowers himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lowers himself in front of the makhluk and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have explained this word mukhbitin to be humble as that person that does not harm another human. And when he is harmed by others, he or she does not retaliate. In other words, they do not take retaliation in this world, and they will forgive that person also in the hereafter. In other words, one will have very little to do in so far as imposing or going against the rights of fellow human beings. But here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some of the qualities of humility and humbleness. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. Those are the people that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is taken, when the mention of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is made, when Allah is mentioned in front of that person, then wajilat qulubuhum, their hearts are struck with awe. There is a kind of fear that goes through their heart because they understand the majesty, they understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they understand their own weakness. And this is a very, very important aspect, is we need to measure our weakness against the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't have this in our minds and in our hearts that we know it all and we have it all, but in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have absolutely no power, we have absolutely no might, we have absolutely nothing. Whatever we possess also is absolutely and simply nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy it, Allah ta'ala can snatch it. We have absolutely nothing in front of Allah, and we are absolutely nothing in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The next quality Allah says, وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ, is that they are persevering and they endure upon those difficulties that come upon them. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them ni'mats, then they make shukr and they appreciate these ni'mats of Allah. And even then they make sabr and they will utilize it according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings upon them difficulties, then also they will make sabr upon those difficulties, knowing very well that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal muqimi salah. And then the next quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is that they are those that perform the salat, they are those that establish the salat. And then the last quality Allah says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And from that which we had sustained them with, they spend in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So these are a glimpse of the ayat, or the glimpse of the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. Those who have this quality of humility, the quality of humbleness are within them. Some ulama have stated, like Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, that when we look at these qualities also, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also making mention of those people that go to the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for hajj or for umrah, that these are the qualities that one should have, that taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is struck with the awe of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The journey itself brings difficulty, so whatever difficulties there are that have come upon a person, وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ, they will make sabr upon those difficulties. Of course, it is a journey. Sometimes salah becomes difficult. Wal muqimi salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they should perform the salat at that time. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. And it is a journey in which one spends for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.